Come in, Mrs. Pemberton. Do sit yourself down, ma'am.
Inspector Blackwood's gruff Yorkshire accent carried across the cramped office as he gestured toward the worn leather chair opposite his desk. Photographs lay scattered before him like fallen leaves. The victim, Lord Pemberton, had been found in his locked study with a single bullet wound to the head.
Thank you, Inspector.
Eleanor Pemberton glided into the room with practiced grace, her refined accent marking her as distinctly upper class.
I came as quickly as I could, anything to help find my husband's killer.
Her voice remained steady, composed, the perfect grieving widow. Blackwood studied her through narrowed eyes, his weathered fingers drumming against the desk's scarred surface.
Aye, well, that's what we're here for, isn't it?
He selected one photograph and slid it across the desk.
These were taken by your crime scene photographer, and they've revealed something that makes my blood run cold. Have a look at this, if you would.
She leaned forward, studying the image with careful attention.
I'm afraid I don't see anything particularly...
The letter opener, Mrs. Pemberton. It's gone missing.
Oh.
She straightened slightly, her pearl necklace catching the lamplight.
Perhaps Charles moved it earlier that day. You know how men can be with their personal effects.
Perhaps.
Blackwood's accent thickened with suspicion.
But here's what troubles me, lass.
He placed a second photograph beside the first.
This here's a photograph of the same disc, taken yesterday morning by your husband's business partner. See? The letter opener's right where it should be, in its usual place.
Mrs. Pemberton's composure never wavered, though her gloved hands tightened imperceptibly in her lap.
Still don't understand the significance.
That letter opener were a gift from your late father, wasn't it? Sterling silver with your family crest engraved on the handle.
He pulled out a third photograph with deliberate slowness.
And this, Mrs. Pemberton, is a close-up of the bullet we dug out of your husband's skull.
Her face went pale as parchment.
Inspector, surely you don't mean to suggest...
The scratches on this bullet match the engraving on your letter opener perfectly. Someone used it to scratch their initials into the lead before loading it into the gun.
His eyes never left her face.
Now then, what do you make of that?
The clock on the wall ticked loudly in the silence that followed. Finally, she spoke, her voice barely above a whisper.
You think I killed Charles?
Nay, lass, I think someone wanted us to think you killed Charles. But the real question is, who has access to your personal effects, knows your family crest well enough to forge it, and desperately wants to see you hang for your husband's murder?
Mrs. Pemberton's eyes widened as understanding dawned like a cold sunrise.
Margaret,
she breathed.
My sister Margaret. But, Inspector, she's been dead for 10 years.
Blackwood leaned back in his chair, a grim smile playing at the corners of his mouth.
Mrs. Pemberton, I think you better brace yourself, because according to the hotel registry at the Savoy, your sister checked in yesterday afternoon, under her maiden name she did.